The perfect will of God demonstrated in Jesus. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Jesus should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus did not come to condemn but to save. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Jesus might be saved. He that believes on Jesus is not condemned, but he that does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. John chapter 3 verse 14-21. This is really important. You have to know this. To all who believe, he promised, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. But to those who refuse him, he warned, 'If you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins.' This is the perfect will of God, that all should see the Son and believe in him, shall have everlasting life. Concerning those who believe in Jesus, they do not come into judgment, but have passed from death to life. And Jesus will raise them up at the last day. This is the will of the Father made visible in the Son, that none should perish, but that all should come to the light and live. Jesus said, "I did not come to judge the world but to save the world." Yet he also declared, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has one who judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day."